And you ever heard people talk about just kind of aching in the joints?
Yes.
Is that kind of like arthritis?
Rheumatism, yeah.
Is there a difference between that, like arthritis and rheumatism? Or they?
I think it probably would all be the same thing. It's something that the doctor has never been able to control, either one of them, either name that they give it.
You know, I've known people that have gone up to that Mayo Clinic, you know, and had all kind of operations and spent $20,000 and $30,000 and not...
It may be that arthritis will draw your muscles together. I've seen people that have it, and it will swell their joints and draw their fingers. Now, I don't know enough to determine whether that's right or not, but rheumatism, it just hurts. Mm-hmm. Most people have some of it.
I guess you do. I think what happens is that fluid in your joints or something gets if you run up against something, you might say you bruised your
shank of your leg.
Mm-hmm, yes, sir. And if somebody say he wants to get down like this, you say he's doing what?
He's squatting down.
Yeah, and you
getting down on his hunkers.
Hunkers, mm-hmm, yes. And say someone has been sick, but he's up. You might say, well, he's up, but he still looks a little
peaked.
Mm-hmm, yes. And a person who can, you know, lift a lot of weight and do things like that, you say he's really a
muscled up man.
Mm-hmm.
Stout fellow.
Stout fellow. Mm-hmm. And, say a person that's really easy to get along with, always got a good word and a smile on his face, and just an easy fellow to get along with. You say he's mighty.
He's mighty pleasant.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, some when the boy's coming up, maybe he gets 13 or 14, they're getting where they, you know, grow so fast you can't keep him in clothes.
Yeah.
And he's all arms and legs and can't walk around really too well without stumbling and all. You'd say, well, he's kind of.
He's stumbles and he's
kind of clumsy.
And
you know, a person like that is never a spend a sin. He got plenty of money but won't spend any of it. You say he's
stingy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I guess there's a lot of people that got plenty of money that way. Just
I think so. But it's no good if you don't spend it.
It's the people who got it that's the stingiest.
That's right. The people that's got it's the one working the hardest to get some more.
I guess that's probably the truth. I'll ask you about a couple of words. If you were to call someone a fool, would that be something that you normally wouldn't use, a word like that? Is that a word you think would be a bad thing to use? Or?
Well, according, a man shouldn't call another man a fool because the Bible says that he's in danger of hellfire. He called his neighbor a fool.
Yeah, that's what I was always taught too.
Yeah.
And if you use the word like common about somebody, say, well, he's just a common
just
man.
Just a common person.
Is that a pretty good thing to call somebody?
Well, it was a word that had made me admire a person if he was a common person, because, you know, a lot of people that up at that.
That's somebody that's just not uppity,
just a
regular fellow.
Just a common fellow, just a regular person.
You know, have you seen like sometimes a man maybe getting his 80s and 90s and he's still getting about real well and able to go out and work around in his yard, you'd say, well, he may be 90 years old, but
still sure is spry.
Yeah. That's how my granddaddy is, too.
Yeah.
Get out. Your children were out a little later than usual. You might tell your wife, well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling just a little
uneasy.
Mm-hmm. And